Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And, of course, we have our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. I'm excited about having Avery Shinawith back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Avery, along with Robert Llewellyn, are the guys who wrote the book Empires in the Forest, the Jamestown story, and we had Avery on the show a month or so ago at the 400th anniversary of the founding of Jamestown. And this wonderful, wonderful, I call it a coffee table book. I hope he doesn't mind me using that term. The only reason I do that is because I want to explain to you what it looks like, how big it is, so you know to expect magnificent photography, wonderful writing, and so let's get him in here. Avery, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me back on, Jim.
And I, you're welcome anytime, and I hope you don't mind me using the term. Is there a better way to describe it than coffee table book?
Well, maybe not. We often use the phrase large format.
But it's the landscape format. It's just a big book, and I mean, I'll tell you what, your books are on my coffee table.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, we have them right out there where people can see them, and they're just the highest quality that I've ever seen. Not just the photography, the perspectives that you guys have, but the composition, the way you compose the photographs, and of course, your writing is excellent. And so congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. Our hope is that the images will resonate with the words, and they'll create a real fully dimensional experience for readers.
And especially for young people. If any young people that you'd like them to get a little bit more, learn more about history and have a few photographs to kind of draw them into it a little bit, these are great publications. But the reason you're here today, Avery, is to talk about Albemarle, which is, and I'm going to spell it for you, folks, Albemarle, and I'm going to ask Avery to pronounce it.
Sure, you pronounced it exactly right, Albemarle. It's the county that where Bob and I live in Virginia. However, what we found here in this area is the way we change the landscape, and the landscape in turn changes us. And we wanted to address the way we think of ourselves as Americans and the way we design landscape to reinforce spiritual beliefs or economic beliefs. And finally, the way landscape can empty us out if you have too many commercial avenues that are just promoting corporations and logos.
Right.
Instead of spiritual values, you have people wearing brand names instead of connecting with the landscape. And we
exactly
thought that was an important story.
Which I want to talk about in just a minute, but let me get some geography squared away here.
Mm-hmm.
You called it Albemarle County?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Now, I thought Albemarle, I always thought Albemarle was a region encompassing a dozen or so counties.
Well, there was a time when all surrounding five counties of this area were included in that name, and the gentleman whose name that it was named for, of course, had much more land earlier on, but it really is just carved out to this one area. And
mm-hmm.
The reason that it was important, and it was fortuitous, we had no idea that this was the case when we started, is that Thomas Jefferson was here, Edgar Allan Poe was here.
So is Monticello in Albemarle County?
Yes, Monticello is here.
Is Ashland in Albemarle County, which is right up the road?
Yes, Ashland is right down the road. And it was fascinating to me to find out that the Monacan Indians had been here, and they had one kind of landscape, and Jefferson respected that. And you know, the fascinating thing is that in the beginning, you know, when people tell stories about Albemarle County, they say, well, in the beginning the Indians were here, then they were gone. Now, at the very end of the Indian presence here, the Monacans came through and they performed a ritual ceremony at their last known burial mound, and they were there for hours and hours. They walked through the woods without checking directions or even speaking. They performed this ritual for hours, and one person was spying on them. And that one person was a 14-year-old, slender young man named Thomas Jefferson.
I'll be darned.
And he was so moved by what he saw that he decided that he had to remember the Indian presence and collect it and understand what their relationship to the landscape was and pass that on to us. And it's through his eyes that we look back on 10,000 years of culture. I mean, he's the only guy, the only white person who saw that ceremony that day.
Now, and, is Charlottesville in Albemarle County as well?
That's right. Charlottesville is right here, just about.
I just didn't know where the county lines were, because as you know, I know that region pretty well. What is the interstate that you come if you land, folks? If you fly into Richmond, you take an interstate up to Charlottesville. What is that?
That's 64.
64. You take it up to Charlottesville, where the University of Virginia is, which is the university that Thomas Jefferson founded.
That's right. And in one of the weird coincidences, when we started this story about landscape and American identity and the way it shapes American identity, we had no idea how many people had given us ideas that we still think about that make identity in a landscape. And, of course, Thomas Jefferson is front and center. But second to him was Edgar Allan Poe, and they overlapped at the university in the last year of Jefferson's life. Edgar Allan
was
Poe. Was
Poe? Here. Where was Poe from originally, though?
I believe he was from Richmond. He grew up in Richmond area,
right.
But he had sort of a migrant youth traveling with his family.
So Jefferson grew up in Albemarle County?
Yes, he did. He grew up.
I didn't know that. I knew he was a Virginian, but I didn't know he grew up in that county.
He sure did, and his ideas about the landscape and what he wanted the university to do was to kind of represent the best of the past, and so he has a rotunda at one end of the Great Lawn, and it's shaped like a globe, and this is the library of the university. You have an academical village paralleling it, and then at the end it would open up onto the scene of mountains so that you would have a view of ancient history and the rotunda leading out to the greater world after that.
Albemarle County, ladies and gentlemen, in Virginia, magnificent, one of the most beautiful parts of the United States. Mickey Tavern is there.
That's
which
right.
Which I love that place. The best fried chicken on the planet right there,
absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen. Just before you get to Monticello, stand by. Here we go.
You've reached Pearson Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pearce, in a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Hi, I'm Arnold Palmer. Small business owners, if you dream of doing big things with your company, call Administaff. They champion the needs of America's best small and medium-sized business owners, including me, helping them turn their dreams into real-life success.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Ed Pittock, owner of the Society of Certified Senior Advisors here in Colorado. Administaff is definitely a powerful advocate for...
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Avery Shenowith is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of Empires in the Forest and Albemarle, which is a large... what is the term you used again for the...
Well, we use the word large format because...
Large format, right.
Coffee table tends to make people think of only pictures and nothing else, and we want
And also coffee table makes some people. I might make people think, well, something you can do without, folks. These books aren't like that. You can't do without these books. You need these. I mean, I don't mind telling you that I just think that if you have both of these books, Empires in the Forest and Albemarle, which is talking about Albemarle County, Virginia, that you'll be very, very happy that you did, and you'll enjoy spending time with them. The photographs are magnificent. Robert Llewellyn did a great job with that, and by the way, tell us where they can find the books, Avery.
Well, the books are available on Amazon, and so if you just type in Empires in the Forest, both titles will pop up right there.
Good.
On Amazon.
Empires in the Forest, but they're two different books, folks. One's about Jamestown, and which we talked about with Avery last time, and then this one we're talking about today is about Albemarle County in Virginia. You know, Avery, as you know, and as my audience may not know, almost 30 years ago, I wandered into Albemarle County to buy cattle. I was in the cattle business back in those days, and I was there. I was looking for a bull. I went to a sale there. I saw the sale advertised in a cattle magazine. I went over there, I literally flew in over there and into Richmond and drove up to Charlottesville, and then over to up around by Mickey Tavern, by Monticello, by Ashland, over to the farm over there, and as I did that, I just fell in love with that county. It was the first time I'd been there. It wasn't the first time. First time I was there was when I was in high school. My class took a senior trip and we went there. We went to Monticello, we went to University of Virginia, but it was the first time that I'd spent any time there, and I just fell in love with that part of the country. It is it may be the most beautiful part of our country.
Well, you know, that's exactly, the story you tell is almost identical to the experience I had, and that's the thesis of the introduction in Albemarle, which is that people come across this place or they're drawn here and they have to be here once they see how beautiful it is. And we wanted to get our arms around that story in the book, which makes it a book much bigger than the county, and that is, you know, why is it the beautiful landscape inspires us to think of things that are divine and heaven and God. And that's really the story we chase down in there.
And you did it very well. And so, Avery, how are the inhabitants, the stewards of Albemarle County, how are you guys going to allow progress to take its course and also to keep the beauty? How are those two things going to go together?
Well, you know, they go together controversially, and that's probably as well as they'll ever work. But there are a whole lot of people in the area. The Piedmont Environmental Council is very conscientiously gathering up parcels of land and keeping them under protection by easements to make sure that the whole area doesn't turn into Tyson's Corner and nothing but beltways.
Tyson's Corner, for those of you who don't know, is a highly, totally, obscenely commercial part of the. I shouldn't use the word obscenely. It's just very commercial and not too much redeeming in terms of aesthetics.
Yeah, and what you find in Northern Virginia is that the Beltway and the car and the mega mall have taken over, and people become strangers to one another. And down here, we still have a community that still writes its own story and still feels like it can draw people in and they can contribute. And a lot of that has to do with the beauty of the landscape, and so we wanted to preserve that. And you find here any number of Pulitzer Prize-winning novelists and playwrights and movie stars and people of that caliber who are part of the effort to preserve this landscape, which inspired Jefferson to think of the divine and inspired Edgar Allan Poe to think of, you know, madness. And those two braids of spiritual beauty and the divine and then madness, we find in our own popular culture, whether it's books on healing or even TV shows like The X-Files, where the forest represents the dark side. And,
well, you know, with the exception of some of the greats that you just mentioned, this Albemarle story is being played out across our country. You know that, don't you?
Well, it is.
Everybody believes that their part of the world is beautiful, and there are those people who are trying to preserve that beauty, and with some success and some not so successful. It's happening all over the country. I see it everywhere I go.
Well, that's why we were so keen to make the story, because even though we focused on Albemarle, we have a number of people who wrote about it, Edgar Allan Poe and Thomas Jefferson and others. Theodore Roosevelt was inspired by the great parks. When he started the park system, he was here. And we certainly have the Skyline Drive and Blue Ridge Drive over here in the Blue Ridge Mountains, which is the largest national park in the country. And all of that is around here, and it makes it a national story. How you preserve the landscape is how you're going to is the gift, is the legacy that you give to your children.
If you care about aesthetics, if you care about the views, if you care about the natural things, if you care about history, and especially for your part of the world, you'll connect with this book Albemarle by Avery Chenoweth and Robert Llewellyn. Also, you want to make sure that you check out the book on Jamestown, Empires in the Forest. If you go to, is it Amazon, and type in Empires of the Forest, you get both books.
That's right.
You can see both of them there.
You can check it out on Amazon or just Google it. You'll find it.
And your own website, you don't have it up yet, right? Or do you?
No, we do have it up, and we're constantly upgrading.
And what's it called?
Albemarlebooks.com.
Albemarlebooks.com. Thank you for being here, Avery. Congratulations again on the book.
Thank you so much, Jim. It was a great pleasure to be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.